Hey, it's TJ, and you know I love Omaha Steaks, and they got something brand new that you are going to love as well. Omaha Steaks all-new Smash Burgers. That's right, they're made from 100% extra-aged beef, and because they come from Omaha, you know they're top quality and delicious. 16 of them free in the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/omaha. So yes, all of the other top quality products that are second to none from Omaha Steaks and Smash Burgers. 16 free with the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/omaha. See site for details.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
With a little extra.
With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Oh, look at us. Does Rob leave the studio every day at this time? Is this his restroom break time?
Maybe.
Once Extra Funny gets started, he's like, okay, yeah. Time for me to slide on out of here.
Because what a lot of people, I'd say most people, better said, nobody knows, is that when we're doing our morning show, the full-length morning show every day, every time we go to a commercial or the radio stations that we're on are playing music or whatnot, we're in here recording in every one of those breaks. We're recording different shows for different, you know, formats and all of that stuff. So getting to go to the restroom is not, as open as it used to be. Yeah. I mean, I'll get up sometimes before Share Funny starts or even at the end of Share Funny and realize I haven't been out of the seat the whole time. I'm all stoved up, as they say. My back's all tight. My bladder full. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's not good.
We're busy.
We need to move around a little bit. Get some stretching going.
Yeah. I would love if we could do the show standing up.
Yeah.
Like, I would love that. Mm-hmm. But it's just not possible.
I would love it if you had the option to stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, right. It would be nice.
Just get up a little bit.
I miss sitting up higher like we used to do. A little bit more.
I don't. Because as a short person, I like being able to touch my feet to the ground. When you sit up at a higher, like on a stool, my feet dangling.
Yeah.
Develop all kinds of problems that way. Circulation and all. Looks like I need to be sitting on that stool with a bib. Waiting on somebody to feed me.
Is that what happens when you get old? You got to wait until somebody comes along to feed you?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, when you get young, when you're a baby.
Oh, baby, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. I feel like a baby. But, I mean, we could get different microphone holders and stuff like that and stand up if we wanted. But now we've got cameras locked in on us. We can't move about. You wouldn't even be able to sit down or stand up in the show at the same time. You'd have to pick one or the other. Mm-hmm. We're either going to be a standing show or a sitting show.
Yeah.
It's hard out here trying to eke out a living in this digital world.
Man.
You know?
I'm telling you.
No kidding, man. No kidding.
I'm telling you.
But good news, Ace did figure out how to take that neon sign off the wall. We thought we were going to have to use dynamite and just blow up the wall.
It'll pop right off that bad boy.
Ace figured it out. So, get in here doing some painting and all of that. Be able to move it. Because it is, I mean, that's in some studs. Yeah. That's what that tight. Thing's in.
It is secure.
Yeah.
It is very secure up there.
Mm-mm.
Can it change colors?
I don't think so.
Is it just red is the only color it comes in? I know Riggins has a little remote.
It does different brightness and all of that.
It flashes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's cool.
You know what you ought to do, Ace?
Like that.
You ought to take that and put it where it can be seen behind your drum set when you're playing the drums and then have it flash like that. While you're playing.
That'd be cool.
Well, I wonder if you can make it flash to the beat.
of a song?
I used to have one year for Christmas, my kids gave me an LSU stoplight. It wasn't very expensive, a little LSU mm-hmm. stoplight thing that plugged into the wall. It eventually just wore out. But I had that there, and I used to have it where it would sit there, and I could turn it on, and the lights would be flashing while I was playing.
Can you control the speed of the flash? The blinking?
I don't know, because there's no real instructions on. I'm just kind of jabbing at these buttons here.
It's a quick flash.
I mean, it's annoying. It's like, oh, that's cool to see, but it couldn't do that all day long because it would be super annoying.
No, but if it could do it behind you when you're playing drums.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Be crazy.
That would be cool. Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah, it's like it's saying no vacancy, no vacancy, no vacancy.
When the sun that's goes cool. down on my side of town.
Look at you, the neon moon reference. But I bet you could look up the manual online. It might tell you if it changes colors. But I don't think because the tubes in the neon are actually red, aren't they?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Turn it off and look. Are they red in color? Yeah.
Yeah.
When you turn it off, it's red.
Maybe we could paint it a different color.
Yeah. Make it look different. Yeah, just spray it.
Yeah.
Cool, though. I like it.
I wish it was light purple or something.
Yeah.
You mean a nice lavender?
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like purple. Is it periwinkle or mauve?
I used to love periwinkle.
I don't really know what color.
It's a color shirt.
What is mauve close to?
Pink.
Okay.
It's a shade of pink. It's marvelous.
It's funny, Rob, isn't it? Yeah. Stupid doesn't know.
What is mauve?
Yeah, sorry. I'm not familiar with mauve.
Mauve.
No mauve.
It's more of a mauve.
I don't know mauve.
Uncultured.
So, I can't remember. Do we add the word smarties to the list of things that can't sound masculine? Feminine sounding words?
We should.
Smarties. Because I love smarties.
Who doesn't?
If you got a goodie bag full of Smarties,
I'm livid. You gave me just a bunch of Smarties. Is that a good? Is that in your top five candies?
No,
I love Smarties.
No, not in my top, but I like them.
Yeah, I gotta look up.
Of course, then again, I don't like many hard candies like that. I like my candies flaccid.
Do you chew them? You don't just suck them?
No, they're kind of. They're not a hard candy. They're chalky.
They're chalky.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay.
I'm like full sleeve of Smarties. Like I don't mess around. I don't take one and die. I do the full sleeve and then I just chew them up.
I haven't had Smarties and I couldn't tell you the last time.
Yeah, they're okay.
They were a staple at any elementary school party, any type of celebration. It seems like there were always Smarties were passed around.
It's a family run. It's a family owned business, and I believe it's run by women.
Really?
I think so.
They're a bunch of Smarties.
Yeah, they've been around. I mean, Smarties have been around forever.
But they don't hire men because the original women who started it, they have been passed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or did they not start it and it's just evolved into only women running it?
Very possible.
Like Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah. And it's based in New Jersey, I think.
Ew.
Yeah, I believe.
So they weren't smarty enough to move out of there. Yeah.
Huh. The guy that started it, his three granddaughters now run the company.
Eddie D was his name.
Yeah, so they're all they call themselves, they're all co-presidents. The three of them run the company.
Oh, Lord. Can you imagine all the squabbling that goes on in those corporate meetings?
Yeah.
Those board meetings and all. Yeah.
The guy who started it was from England.
Oh, really? But he had come to United States.
Right, that is true.
So
he started, but we know where he started.
So. Yeah, he became an American and then found success.
What could be done in those meetings? I mean, the Smartie is the Smartie. It's not like they're changing the recipe.
Yeah, right.
The packaging has been the same forever.
Like, well, I guess marketing and
they don't really change.
Like do they that. Market them? Yeah. I never see an ad for them or anything.
I don't think they've ever changed their logo.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I saw them over the weekend in a big container with about a bunch of different rolls of them, and How much was it, Rick? $8.95 or something?
$99.
Yeah.
What?
I couldn't believe it. Smarties. The company sells over 2 billion Smarties rolls per year. Smarties revenue last year, $59.4 million.
That's got to be all at like Halloween too, right? Like nobody's going to a store in the middle of the day, in the middle of a year,
sure,
and getting Smarties.
Sure they are. Yeah, it's an impulse buy. They have boxes of them on the shelves at convenience stores where the candy is.
I guess I just never realized that Smarties are there. I've never seen one and just remembered, oh, man, look at Smarties.
That's because you're too busy focused on getting your head blowed off with whatever kind of energy drink you're going to come out of there with.
Smarties ain't doing the trick for you. Mm-mm.
Sugar don't do nothing to me no more.
He was drinking some sort of Baja Blast energy head.
It's called Rise Fuel Energy Drink, and it was a Baja Cooler.
Baja Cooler. Mm. Like you're going to go hit the waves out in Maui.
It's got taurine, choline, bitartrate, and some caffeine.
All natural.
Mm? Yeah. For sure.
Bitartrate.
Bitartrate. Bitartrate, I don't know. Choline, bitartrate. 500 milligrams.
Well, but you know what? I applaud you for trying those different ones every time. You know, with me, I would find one that I really liked, and then that's what I would buy.
Yeah.
You're out there rolling the dice every morning.
You're not wrong. I've hit a lot of duds.
But if you go into a store now, you know, you can look at these big convenience stores like QT and Circle K and all of those that used to have a bunch of different selections of soft drinks, but not anymore. It's just a few little soft drinks over here. You got your basics, and then the rest of the entire wall of coolers is whatever your heart's desire on energy drinks.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. The QT I went to this morning has, let's see, I want to say 6 that are energy drinks and 2 for sodas. Mm-hmm. And then they had no, because I went there looking to get some milk for my coffee as well. And they didn't have any milk, no Yoo-hoos or nothing like that for some reason today.
Yeah, I told you the other day when I was trying to find a Big Red or a cream soda of any kind, I couldn't because it was nothing but, you know, blow your head off energy drinks.
Yeah.
They didn't have no Yoo-hoos or nothing like that.
Yeah, what kind of place are you running here?
They had no Yoo-hoos. Trying to nothing get like that.
Milk for your coffee. What are you, Angela Lansbury? Milk for your coffee.
That's what I put in my coffee is 2% milk. Yeah.
Oh. 2%er.
Don't they have that available for people at Starbucks, though? Is that for the old people? Milk?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it for the old people? I don't know.
That's what Regan's just doing. Angela Lansbury.
My grandmother would put milk in her coffee.
And would she also give it to the cat?
She would. She would.
I feel like that's an old people thing, giving cats milk.
Yeah. These are like most cats are, what do they call it? Lactose intolerant. Uh-huh. Don't do that. They even sell like fake cat milk if you're just like dying to give your cat milk.
Fake?
Yeah, it's like lactose-free milk. It's safe for cats. I'm like, so how, every cartoon, every movie you ever saw was like a cat drinking milk.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
Hey, so have you taken a break from the energy drinks?
I've just kind of slowed down a little bit. They're mixed in here and there. I'm still pretty regular with them.
Yeah, I think I only saw him drink one like once or twice last week.
Yeah, I'm trying to have a little more, have coffee a little bit more, whatever.
But do you do like Rob and get different craziness all the time, or you just know one kind that you like?
And pretty much the one kind that I like. And then when I just don't care about the sugar, I'll go ahead and get my old standby, my favorite. Nas.
Yeah. You drink a white monster usually, right?
Yeah, usually the white monster or the watermelon.
Oh, I got
monster.
A white monster. If that's what you hankering for.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not going to lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're going to get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're going to save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Media Center at TJRiggins.com and watch the TJ and Riggins Show, extra funny and new playlists. TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Get that amazing 41% off deal that TJ has at our deals page using code TJ. TJRiggins.com/deals.
Ace TJ Prime Rewards members, here is your extra funny secret word for Monday, September 25th. Festival. Again, that secret word is festival. If you're not a member of Ace TJ Prime yet, go to our app and join today, or go to acetj.com/prime.
The Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park is for all guests of the TJ and Riggins Show. It's a beautiful new hotel in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. It's got a modern design and floor-to-ceiling windows that showcase the beauty of the Queen City. We think you're going to love it because we definitely do. It's got two great restaurants and a fantastic bar and lounge, all while being surrounded by specialty boutiques, fun breweries, and historic landmarks. Oh, and they'll host your weddings, celebrations, and business meetings too. Book your stay today at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
What is new radio?
New radio is...
radio is...
social media.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Putting the X in extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
So I got these new reading glasses, aka readers, and they are these whatever they're really cheap. I think there were three pairs of them from Walmart.com for like $20. And reading glasses are nothing but magnifying glasses. They make the words bigger. But they're the sport editions, you see. That's in case I'm, you know, in full sprint and I want to stop and read the ingredients on something.
Sport.
Or while I'm running, if I want to read the, you know, the latest book that I've purchased at the same time. Yeah. So I can have these. But the thing is,
it keeps you very aerodynamic while reading.
When I use them and I'm looking at my phone, it makes my phone appear like it's bent. Like my phone in these glasses goes in and out, like
would that be concave?
Like a dent in it right here.
So the middle like sucks back almost.
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird. Why would it do that?
I don't know. I figure just because they're cheap and all. But Ace, you need reading glasses from time to time. See if it does it on your phone. Okay. Put these on and then look at your phone and see if you can see what I'm talking about.
All right. Just touched it with my fingers.
That's all right. I've had it in my ass.
Damn. Yeah, it kind of does. It doesn't seem to be as bad as what you're saying, but I can see what you mean. It seems like it does seem like it goes back a little bit. These are way stronger than mine.
Oh, I gotta see these now. Here, I want to try.
Yeah, they're a 1.5 or whatever you call it.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to compare. I mean, they're good, though. They're good to read.
They have those blue blocker things built into them, so I'm wondering if that's what that is.
Maybe that's what it is.
It
feels like they look very different, but that's got to be what it is. They're good, though. I like them.
Holy crap.
Does that make everything look big?
I don't know what that does. Oh, yeah, I see the bend in the phone, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's weird, isn't it?
It is very weird.
It's subtle, but you can tell.
Yeah, could it be something with the shape of them?
Maybe. I don't know. But I thought at first maybe there's some kind of a film I was supposed to peel off of it, but I don't think so. But I got three of them, in case y'all need them. I mean, because... I can't tell you how many times I've been working out and thought, I wish I had some sport reading glasses. Looking like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar up in here.
Here, quick, read this menu. Yeah.
If only I had some sport readers. I'd be in business.
So the Tech D Rob went out to a restaurant the other night with a bunch of friends. And after they had gotten finished, the women folk in the group went to, was it a gift shop or something next door?
No, it was a boba tea place.
A boba tea place.
Right. Rolled ice cream was the other thing they served at this moment. Yeah.
So the guy that had been their server at the restaurant came out to the boba tea place. And he came up to you, Rob?
Yeah, the guys were standing outside of the boba tea place, which is literally right next door. And the girls had gone in to go get boba tea. So the guy came up to me. I saw him come out of the door, and he approached me. And then he said, "Can I be completely unprofessional?" And I went, "Huh?" And he repeated the question. And I don't know what I said afterwards, but it must have led him to believe I was okay with him being completely unprofessional. Because he then goes, "Is that girl in there? Is she single?" And I was like, I literally barely know her. I have no idea. And I walked away, and he went into the boba tea place and asked her out, and he very quickly left after that. She said no. She was not interested.
What? Oh, wow. But see, on the bright side for him, that wasn't completely unprofessional. I mean, it'd have been more unprofessional if he would have just said, "Can I do something completely unprofessional?" And you said, "Sure." And he grabbed your pecker.
When he said that, I thought he was coming out to complain about a tip or something.
Yeah.
Because he approached and he said, "Can I be completely unprofessional?" I was like, "Oh, God, who didn't tip him enough?"
So see, did he? I thought you were going to say that he said, "Are you Tech D Rob from the radio?"
Yeah. Can I get a picture?
Yeah.
So, do you think he came outside just to ask her out?
Yes.
Okay.
100%. He had seen, I guarantee you, he was looking as she left and saw she went next door.
So she is single, but just was not interested in going out with him.
I don't know that to be 100% true. I just know that she turned him down.
How did you not ask her? This is your Meredith's friend?
No. It's not Meredith's friend. This was, like, I was doing the all-day D&D stuff. So it was my D&D friends, and it was one of their friends.
Oh.
That I mean, we had room in the escape room, so she came. She just moved back to North Carolina.
But she's with your group.
Right.
Yeah, but he does. He barely knows her.
This is the first time I've ever done anything with her that wasn't, like, a Friendsgiving.
But along the way, nobody ever said, "So, what happened?"
Yeah, I would be dying.
No, I asked what happened, and she said she turned him, like, because I went in right afterwards, and she was just like, "Nah, I turned him down." But she didn't say she was single or not.
But the poor guy walks up to the person that hates to be talked to the most.
Oh, so wrong, man.
Hey, can I be unprofessional? We just go.
What I love is Rob says, "I don't know what I said, but I just said something that led him to think he could be completely unprofessional."
What if you just said no? Yeah. Don't be unprofessional.
Don't do it.
I will report you.
It is not worth it.
Yeah, everybody else knew more about this woman except for me and my cousin. So he came up to the second worst person to ask this question to. Because my cousin would have known. My cousin probably didn't even know her name, to be honest with you.
Is she cute?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love that. Yeah, that nobody asked her, like, "Oh, give me some details."
Yeah, I went in and I said, "So what happened?" Because I told her, I was like, "You know, he asked me if you were single." Because I was like, "Why is this happening to me right now?"
Yeah. I was like, "I'm just trying to get out." You had to have boba tea, didn't you?
Damn, I got a strange guy talking to me while you're trying to get some damn boba tea.
God. Yeah, y'all want to know how much Dungeons and Dragons Rob has been playing? So much that he has gotten an injury from playing so much. How the hell do you have an injury from playing Dungeons and Dragons?
So the way you play Dungeons and Dragons is, if I'm the DM, which I was over the weekend, the Dungeon Master, you do a lot of it from behind a screen, and you have to lean over and slouch your shoulders a little bit and type on the computer, write down stuff. But you also have to stand up and lean over and place things on the table in front of the other people. So in doing that often, my shoulder hurts today. Threw it out.
Yeah. You've got to start doing something.
he hurt himself dungeon mastering.
That is correct.
So you did so much leaning and placing things on the board.
I think most of it was just slouching behind the screen. There.
You now have a sore shoulder.
Yep. You know, it's just, you got to deal with these kind of things when you're really into this.
Yeah, when you're the master.
Right, of course. I mean,
who's the master?
Wow.
DMs are open. From leaning over the table, your shoulder is sore.
Yeah. It happens.
From leading the board game.
Man. Mm-hmm. What are you placing in front of them?
Like a map type thing where they can put their figures on and know where things, like, they move it around like they're playing a board game with figures and stuff, essentially.
Okay, you're moving all the pieces?
I move the pieces that are opposing them, like the bad guy pieces.
Okay.
Yeah, and they move their character pieces to fight the other ones, yes.
I thought you were going to say he fell on one of those little miniatures or whatever, and got lodged in his eye or something.
No.
Just leaning over.
Yeah, just the act of being Dungeon Master.
It takes a toll.
Yeah. Wow. Holy crap.
Got a bad shoulder because he did too much slouching and reaching.
So was this cute girl playing Dungeons and Dragons, or she was just a friend of your Dungeons and Dragons friend?
She would normally play, but she had other plans that evening, so this time she didn't play with us, but she will later.
I'd love to stay, but I see you nerds later.
She actually was a little upset. She's like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have made these plans. Although maybe she was just being nice. I don't know.
I have to go do hot people things.
But how badly does the waiter guy feel knowing that a Dungeons and Dragons chick turned him down?
Yeah. Devastated.
Maybe he doesn't know she's a Dungeons and Dragons chick.
We should call him.
He's like, do I even really want to date anymore? Am I that much of a loser? The D&D chick turned me down.
Man, that's brutal. Was he an okay looking guy?
No.
Oh, he was gross?
No. Yeah. He was an older gentleman.
How old do you think?
I would say late 40s.
Oh, no.
And how old is the girl?
She's mid 20s, I think.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
man
bad.
Just going for it.
He was.
But were you the only one that thought that was unprofessional? Did the rest of them think it was okay?
I believe so. Like, when I went in and talked to him, and they were like, oh, at least he tried. And I was like, what? At least he tried? No, that's not what you're supposed to say.
I mean, she was like, ew, no.
What are you supposed to say?
Yeah, because somebody on that, one of the guys that was outside, he was like, you know, they always say the worst that you can say is no, but it's definitely ew. So,
yeah.
So, do they think it's okay for you to take a break from your job and try to score some tail from one of the customers?
I don't know. I guess they were just. It's like a compliment to her. I guess. I mean, it is. I guess it is a compliment, but it's just. It is still weird.
Yeah. If you need to go try to pick her up, you go do what you
want. Yeah, I'll cover for you.
I need 10 minutes. Got cover.
Run, she's leaving.
Where are you going? I gotta go ask the Dungeons and Dragons girl in the Boba Tea place if she wants to go out.
M'lady.
Yeah, and I was wearing my D&D shirt, so he had to have known what the group was about.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And obviously he knew who to go to for the information. He's like, this guy has to be the master. He's wearing the shirt.
Neogenics presents the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show. Click on acetj.com/neogenics. More Extra Funny next.
They picked the right person to talk about this. Hangovers are the worst, but I don't get hangovers anymore. Not because I don't enjoy an occasional cocktail every once in a while, but because I've discovered Liqueur. It's a drinking gummy to help you stay in good spirits after a few good spirits. See? Loaded with electrolytes, B vitamins to avoid fatigue, ginger root to fight nausea, and DHM to support your liver and alcohol metabolism. Save 15% on Liqueur gummies by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and using promo code TJ at checkout. Say so long to hangovers with Liqueur drinking gummies.
The dictionary defines extra as extravagant, excessive. Yeah, sounds about right. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
What do y'all think about? I know this is one of those things where it's a big discussion a lot of times about whether a teacher's personal life, away from school, has anything to do with his or her teaching, whether or not that should come into play when it comes to the teaching of the kids. But what do y'all think about if the elementary school teacher is a furry.
Nope.
Not a fan.
Nope.
So I don't think that a furry on the weekends hobby should go hand in hand with teaching the Utes.
I feel like that's going to bleed into their regular life somewhere, so it's going to come up in the classroom.
Well, she's a Salt Lake City school teacher, and she's 22, and she's not afraid of letting the world know now. She's all, you know, there's still a lot of people who misjudge furries and all of that, but she's not afraid anymore. But she says that it's just a misunderstanding, because not all furries are about, you know, sex fetishes and things like that. That she just enjoys the costumes, and it's an escape from day-to-day stresses and all, to put on the costume, and it's a hobby where you just go and hang out with like-minded people, that it's not all sexual in nature. What do you think, Ace? If you're what would have happened if your mom, who was a teacher, says she was a furry on the weekends?
Oh, when my mom was teaching, you might as well have packed it up and headed to the house at that point, because it's time to go. The principal would just ease down to your room and say, let's just quietly go and get your things. I'll walk you out, and you can slide on home. But today, if it doesn't bleed over into the classroom, I don't know if they can do anything about it. Because it's
they're not going to do anything about it.
I don't think they can. Because
the school system today is, you know, it is what it is. But I say, if you can't handle reality, and on the weekends you have to dress up like a cartoon character and go and pretend to be a cartoon character, then you're not the type of adult that should be teaching little kids how to become adults.
Okay. And I don't necessarily disagree, but what's the difference between being a furry and doing a Civil War reenactment?
None.
So on that point,
Well, maybe the fact that the Civil War actually happened and they're just recreating history.
Yeah.
This is a woman who's dressing up in a cartoon outfit and going and pretending to be non-human, pretending to be a cartoon. Lends itself to a little bit more mental instability, I think.
Is it on the same level as some people that go out and LARP?
Yeah.
You think?
Probably.
Yes, I would agree.
So should LARPers not be allowed to be teachers?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Interesting. No.
Is it the same as a dungeon master?
Whoa, hold on.
I'm just asking.
It's living in an alternate universe.
If Rob had to put on a big costume to go and play his board games and pretend to be something non-human, and had to do that for relaxation from the stresses of life, then I would say Rob doesn't need to be a teacher, because what you're supposed to be is the expert on guiding children who are, you know, heads full of mush. They don't know anything. Your job is to guide them into an adulthood that has where you're teaching them to be productive and the right ways to do things in order to be productive and be a real person in the world. And if you can't do that yourself, because you got to go pretend to be a cartoon character on the weekends, then you're not in the right position. Now, you may be the perfect person to run one of the attractions at Disney World or work in a Disney store in the mall, if they still have those, or wherever else, but not to be there, you know, because the way that you teach the children is going to be guided by your own personal experiences, because you're only human. That's the way it is. That's the way it does. So she might be telling kids that, you know, it's great not to want to be a real person and to be a cartoon character. On the week, I make these costumes and sell them to people and get together as a hobby, and I pretend to be Pikachu or whatever. I've gone entire weekends without even speaking a word outside of my cartoon language, my anime language. Yeah. And how you gonna sit and tell well-adjusted adults in society who are the parents of your students what they need to be doing to help your help their kid and all of that? I mean, seriously, if a 22-year-old furry sat me down and tried to tell me something that as an authority that I need to be doing to help my kid or whatever, I'd be like, what? You got to be kidding me.
But if any 22-year-old tried to do that, you wouldn't. You'd say the same thing, though, wouldn't you?
It's true.
Probably, yeah. But not when I was the age where I had small children.
Yeah, okay.
You know, when Lainey was born, I was 30.
Right.
So then, and she did have teachers that were younger than I was and everything, and I listened to them and all.
It's hot.
But if any one of them had said, I'm actually a furry on the weekends. Are you familiar with furry? I would have said, yeah, that's cool. All right, Jody, get your purse. We're finished.
Yeah.
See you later. I would say, don't let her be a teacher just because it's going to be such a distraction once the parents find out. Everybody's going to be talking about it.
I don't think if somebody has to go pretend to be a cartoon character on the weekends, they're not mentally prepared to teach children. That's the way I would look.
Okay, so you would
who's offended by that I just said?
Well, but who else goes into that category? That you mentioned the furries. You mentioned, so LARPers would go into that category, live-action role-play people. What about people that dress up to go to Comic-Cons and that kind of stuff?
Renaissance festivals.
Yeah, Renaissance festivals and all.
No, not necessarily, because they could just be actors. Okay. You know, they're just acting parts and, you know, side job. If it's a theater teacher that performs at Renaissance festivals, that actually should, you know, kind of goes hand in hand. Because theater teachers are nerdy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a theater major, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow. I can't imagine this is going to fly in Salt Lake. I mean, I just see them.
Be you like, know, a lot of stuff know. Comes out has been coming out of Salt Lake. They had that whole controversy where the lady on TikTok, she and her husband, that whole group from that they tried swinging and they all ended up splitting up and got divorced. And that lady ended up becoming a huge TikTok star, viral star, or whatever. That whole thing was in Salt Lake.
Yeah, I always heard that if you're not Mormon and you live in Salt Lake City, then you're wild. It's one extreme or the other.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so boring. I got family that lives out there and they're all weird.
But are they Mormons?
Yeah. But that's not why. I just figure there's something.
But that's what I'm saying. So they're not part of the crazy wild crowd.
No.
They're part of the Mormon crowd.
No. Mm-hmm. We don't drink soda. Okay. Freak.
Yeah, I was gonna say that makes them weird that they don't drink soda.
Yeah, it's one aspect of it. They don't drink anything hot.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a Mormon thing that you can't drink hot beverages.
What? That's what they told me.
No hot chocolates?
No hot anything.
It's the caffeine that they're not supposed to have.
I didn't say that.
Caffeine.
Oh,
I thought you said they don't drink it. Meaning
because
they're Mormon, they don't drink anything hot. That's just your family that has that rule. Like my friend Michael won't drink anything hot.
Yeah, I don't have
it. Because he's hot in nature.
Don't have an explanation for it, but that's what they told me.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, okay. The LDS faith advises against hot drinks like caffeinated tea and requires that Mormons avoid coffee at any temperature.
So you can't go around it with the cold brews.
Yeah, but Mormons can drink hot chocolate, herbal teas, and non-alcoholic cider as long as it's not scalding. Well, yeah. That's a general rule for everybody.
My faith won't let me drink this scalding. God, it's too hot.
It's scalding.
Okay. I wish I could burn my mouth right now.
I always thought it was just the caffeine that they couldn't have because it was a stimulant. It looks a
like
drug.
It looks like that's the main reason for most of it.
Not necessarily the temperature, but
This says why don't Mormons drink hot tea or coffee? It goes back to Mormon prophet Joseph Smith, who said he received a revelation from God forbidding Mormons to consume hot drinks, alcohol, tobacco, or too much meat. Over the years, the meaning of hot drinks has come to mean tea and coffee.
It sounds like they just tried to interpret it differently later.
Maybe he meant a hot toddy kind of thing back then.
That could be.
Old Joe Smith.
I did not know that until now.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
They're weird. Not Mormons, but my cousins.
Back to your cousins. They were here.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.